This week, despite pleas for a temporary halt to executions of inmates from Harris County, the state's most populous, Texas officials put two men to death. The executions come in the wake of the discovery of nearly 300 boxes of misplaced evidence in the Houston crime lab. The boxes contain biological and ballistics evidence and other items from 8,000 criminal cases, mostly murders. Some of the cases go back 13 years. Jack Williams reports from Houston Public Radio.
Edward Green and Peter Miniel were the 14th and 15th inmates executed in Texas this year. Six more men from Harris County are scheduled to die on Texas death row before the end of the year. Green's attorney, Michael Charlton, had hoped his client's execution would be delayed until investigators could sort through the boxes of evidence to see if they contained anything that might change Green's death sentence.
It's clearly your worst nightmare, you know, that there's something out there that would be relevant to your client's case that they just lost. There were just these boxes lying around that, may or may not have some relevance. But it would certainly be a nightmare to come up a year from now and find out that clearly there is evidence relevant to Edward Green's case that was in those boxes that might have made a difference.
The mislabeled evidence is the latest development in what has been a rough couple of years for the Houston Police Crime Lab. Earlier this year, a man who had spent 4 years in prison on a rape conviction was pardoned after DNA retesting proved he was innocent. In late August, new police chief Harold Hurt announced the discovery in a police warehouse of the misplaced boxes of evidence. Then, late last month, Hurt recommended the state delay executions of inmates who were tried and convicted based on evidence processed at the HPD crime lab until all the items inside the boxes can be analyzed.
We are talking about life and death situations, and we need to do what is right as far as reviewing those cases and making sure that we feel very confident that the outcomes of investigations and examinations support the verdict that was reached.
And Houston's police chief isn't the only one calling for a delay of executions involving prisoners from Harris County. State Senator John Whitmire, who chairs the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, says the state's image is at stake.
I think the state is being harmed when you have your police chief of your largest metropolitan area, your largest city, recommending a suspension of executions and you carry them out. I can only imagine what people in the rest of the country think about that process.
Whitmire is a supporter of the death penalty, and so is Texas Governor Rick Perry. Through spokesperson Kathy Walt, the governor says he's not concerned with what other people think about how the state goes about its business.
He's concerned about seeing that justice is carried out and that we do the right thing. Whether that plays well in Peoria is not a factor that he considers when he's reviewing death cases.
The governor does have the authority to grant a single 30-day reprieve in death cases, but Walt says neither of the recent cases qualified and that both men confessed to their crimes. She says the governor does review each death case on an individual basis and looks at the integrity of the evidence used in the conviction. Meanwhile, Houston's crime lab troubles aren't over yet. Just last week, the Harris County District Attorney recommended the release of a convicted rapist who has spent 17 years in prison because of flawed scientific evidence used in his trial. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.